Back in the session after that 8-minute break, and we're going to our public hearing, 10:30 public hearing, Community Development Block Grant Program. Discussion and possible action relative to a public hearing for the purpose of soliciting citizens' views to consider an update to the county's CDBG program income and reuse plan. Ms. Cox, how are you today?
Good morning. Terry Cox, Cox Consulting. Sounding very loud to myself. Does it sound loud to you guys?
Nope, we can hear you.
We can hear you. How come you let all the public go?
What'd you say?
I do have my regular sign-in sheet for everybody that's attending this public hearing, and written comments regarding the county's Community Development Block Grant Program can be addressed to the County Administrative Office. So what we have today is a public hearing on the county's CDBG program income reuse plan. This is a special condition of your 2012 grant. All grantees are required to have an updated reuse plan. They just instituted a standardized format where basically you get to put in your county name, and then you can select one of four possible revolving loan accounts to receive payments off of any of your old housing rehabilitation or first-time home buyer loans. Now, there are no other decisions that need to be made regarding the plan. You have to have one, and
even if you don't use it.
That's correct. Now, if you happen to get a repayment off of one of those old loans, and I did talk to Joe Lowe about this, you know, back in 2009 when we did the last ATCA CDBG program, and he told me at that time that you didn't have any payments in the old fund. That, you know, I guess your housing rehabilitation loans were so old that they were all paid off, and I'm not sure what the status on the first-time home buyer loans is. That happened while Central Sierra was handling your program, but one way or the other, Joe told me that you didn't have any funds in the account at this point. So it's kind of a moot point. You are required to have one of these plans, and so this is why we're having the public hearing today.
Well, I looked at this agenda item, and we had a pretty short agenda today, but I didn't think War and Peace was going to be in there. So
I know.
All of the state-required documentation?
Yeah, you're required to have guidelines that would go with whatever version of the revolving loan account you choose. This is the state current format.
Incredible.
Well, and what they're telling me is that they're going to update the guidelines format sometime, you know, maybe in the next year or two. It will be the same setup where you get to put in your name, and that's basically it. And so I may be back before you in a year or so with another version of this that we have to adopt.
Well, this was quite a read going through all of this, and I have to admit, at the end, I was skimming quite a bit.
I understand.
I have to admit, I got halfway through it, and I didn't understand what I just read, so I quit.
I'd say it's just about 100 pages.
Pretty quick you get numb to what you're reading.
Yeah.
Even the state staff gets numb to what they're reading.
That's why I went back to your summary. And all my questions are relevant right to your summary here.
Yeah.
And that is, you've stated that we have no program reuse funds currently.
At this time.
According to Joe. Yet, you've also stated that last year we approved a transfer of $40,000.
I can correct that. This was version one of this memo. I had intended to send you version two, so that doesn't apply to you.
What doesn't apply to us?
What you were just reading.
The county held a public hearing to approve a transfer of $40,000 for the new construction RLA.
That doesn't apply to you.
Oh. No wonder I was confused.
Right. Sorry about that.
Okay. So that's no question as to where's the $40,000. So my only other question then, do we have any potential to receive program income funds in the future?
Well, it depends on your first-time home buyer program, and I don't really know a whole lot about that. I think you had a couple of grants that had that as the activity. Those kinds of loans are deferred seconds, and what normally would happen is that when one of those houses sold, then you would get a lump sum payment. So that could have been, you know, a 15, 20-year term on those, in which case those would still be out there. Now, of course, there have been a number of house or units statewide.
Closures. If it's a second, it might be done.
Well,
due to decreased valuation of housing.
That's possible, plus, you know, some of these units may have gone into foreclosure because they didn't make payments on their first. So if that happened on any of those, then those are gone. But if, you know, they're current on their first and you have a deferred second, then, you know, 10 years from now, you might actually get a lump sum payment on it.
Yeah, I think we may have had one for sure, maybe more.
Well, could we make an election here today then? I noticed you put 100% of whatever potential funds might come later into this housing rehab.
Mm-hmm.
Could we change that to either the business assistance or microenterprise financial assistance category?
You could. Now, you would need to have guidelines that would go with that program, and I do operate a program like that over in Tuolumne County and have since the mid-90s. In order to operate a small business revolving loan fund, and even the microenterprise ones they're for issuing loans. So you need to have sort of a whole infrastructure that goes with this. You need to have a loan committee. You need to have somebody to package the loans. You need to be able to market the program. And I can tell you from having done this for, you know, over 15 years now, Tuolumne County's program, which has been active over, you know, these many years, they've done about 60 loans that have varied from about $4,000 up to over $1 million. The last, basically since the recession, they're barely doing any loans. The businesses that actually would be the best target for this, existing businesses that have a track record that are going to create jobs and would meet the underwriting requirements of the state, they're all afraid to borrow right now. Nobody wants to go on the hook for the jobs. Nobody wants to be further in debt. And the ones that are applying are the most inexperienced startups. They have no other alternative for money. They've just got a hot idea, and they will not meet the state's underwriting standards. So
they've probably been turned down from the SBA, too.
Pretty much anybody they talk to.
Yeah.
So it may be a program that you want to pursue in the future. You know, since you don't have any funds right now, you know, it's not an immediate issue. What I would suggest is that if this is something that you think you might want to consider, at the point at which you select projects the next time, and we would begin discussing that next July, they want you to have a marketing analysis done for the program so that you would go out and get firsthand data about what your demand is, the kind of program that you should have, and then you apply for funds at the state level after that. So you might want to look at doing a planning grant to, A, make sure that people are willing to borrow, and, B, set up the program so that it suits their needs. But right at this point, you would have to have adopted guidelines for that program in order to get your reuse plan approved.
I was just thinking of that economic gardening program that the business council is running where they're making they're paying $4,000 for a small business that meets certain criteria to be able to receive the benefit of their teams of consultant experts and so forth that provide all kinds of demographic information to their business to help them increase their customer base and identify their competition. And it seems to be working. There's Piranha Propellers here locally. It has made good use of it. And there's an upcountry business, Pine Grove Group, that's a high-tech they manufacture small componentry of a high-tech nature, and they're utilizing that service right now. And it just made me think that maybe this funding and this micro-business or business assistance might be something that would help fund that economic gardening program to help grow businesses and improve them. So,
is that something that, as you said, that can be added on later, or should that be in this document before it's approved?
It doesn't need to be in this one. You know, since you don't have any money now, it really doesn't matter what.
We may never have any money.
Well, you might, but
you've got to find out what happened to those loans. This is the first time home buyer.
As I was mentioning, I mean, if you wanted to explore some of these ideas, you could look at applying for a planning grant when we next go through the selection process. And get the data so that you know what kind of market you got and for what.
Could, you know, we have MR Economic Development, they do the small business loans. Could they run this program if we got it established? We delegate our authority to them to run it? I don't even know if, you know, how long they're going to be in business over there anymore.
Or
an economic development entity that has SBA loan writing capabilities could maybe also administer this program.
There are other entities like that elsewhere in the state that do run these sorts of programs, yes.
You contract your services out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think maybe we should look to the future maybe to do that.
Down the road, sure.
Yeah, definitely down the road. Make sure that there's something established that can, you know, handle it.
All right, but for the purpose of today, we need to have a public hearing and solicit public comments. So with that, we'll open the public hearing. Glad you're all here today.
Close public comment.
Second.
Move to close the public hearing by Supervisor Belli and second by Supervisor Onetto. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Said Milvetto.
You want us to sign in so you have some names?
That's okay. I'm used to it.
Now the action today is to approve the attached resolution approving the updated program income reuse plan.
So moved.
Moved by Supervisor Plath, second by Supervisor Onetto. On that action, any further discussion? Terry, anything else? All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion
Thanks,
carried.
Terry.
Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome to stay for the rest of the meeting.
we're about to have a riveting presentation by Supervisor Boitano.
All right. With that, we'll go back to item 9, California State Association of Counties, discussion of possible action relative to an update by Supervisor Boitano regarding a recent meeting of the Seaside Board of Directors. And I overlapped a little bit on what you going to talk about, but you probably can elaborate on it, too.
As always, when I go to a meeting, I always grab an extra packet, and when I get back here, I lay it on the desk up there so you all can go through to see what was done. This wasn't a particularly long agenda, this meeting down there, but one of the items to start out with was our state advocacy priorities. Of course, the big one is 2011 realignment, and, of course, we anticipate the legislature is going to want to reopen AB 109 allocations, and CSAC proposes to oppose that very heartily, I should say. We have health reform, implementation, other state priorities. I'll just highlight some of this stuff. Thresholds for locally approved taxes, they're looking at that.
redevelopment, dissolution, or resurrection. And then property tax allocation. CSAC has identified a number of counties in which there are a variety of property tax allocation issues that limit the county's ability to obtain reimbursement for state revenue exchanges. CSAC will work with these counties, the legislature, and the administration to seek long-term solutions that ensure counties receive full funding for agreed-upon state revenue exchanges. Then the HUDA, Highway User Tax Account, state and local systems, in return for providing close to $1 billion in truck weight fees for general fund relief during negotiations on transportation tax swap in 2011. That's the oral Prop 30. MAP 21 represents the first major programmatic overhaul to federal transportation funding in two decades. Another big one that we've all kind of been waiting to see what happens is CEQA reform, and it's still on the horizon. And cap and trade secure funding for local government programs. First allocation of cap and trade funds will be dedicated in 13-14 state budgets. CSAC staff will work with a number of partners through to several different coalitions to secure a proportion of these revenues for local governments.
My brother-in-law's company had to participate in that, the TXI Riverside Cement, and instead of participating, they just paid their $2 million because they, their corporate bylaws look at cap and trade and the trading of that as gambling. So their bylaws prohibit gambling, so they just paid the $2 million, which they consider basically blackmail.
Only $2 million, huh? Welcome to California, better business climate, or something like that, they say.
Then our federal advocacy priorities, Clean Water Act, pension tier changes, property assessment, clean energy program, and, of course, Native American Affairs. CSAC continues to oppose congressional efforts aimed at approving the so-called carcerary fix legislation, which would restore the Secretary of the Interior's authority to take land into trust for all tribes. And it goes on and on. Secure rural schools, removing sales tax legislation, state criminal alien assistance programs, health reform, on and on and on. As I say, we have that up there if you want to look through there, or I can leave this copy of all my notes. And the big one that we talked about a few weeks ago, health reform, implementation, and county issues. When this was put on the agenda, it was an action item. It was changed to just information item, and it all goes to the governor's desire to have counties share in the risks associated with Medi-Cal expansion. Of course, CSAC of the present is somewhat of a challenge to advise us until further negotiations with the administration. And of course, CSAC will come back with a recommendation and possibly an emergency meeting to take that issue.
There are two counties that supported going to the state option? I believe one was, I think it was either Contra Costa or Alameda, and there was one other county that supported going to the state option, but you have... supervisors are...
Santa Clara sent a letter in opposition. It's starting to...
Yeah, you can tell supervisors are kind of saying that you fooled me once on the AB 109. You're not going to fool me again.
Yeah. Lends new meaning to Governor Brown's restoring control to local communities.
You know, and you understand the issues. There's a state-run system and the county-run system, and he's pushing for the... And then, you know, as you said earlier, the counties have their own hospitals. We're lucky that we got rid of that in about 1993. You have a question?
He's pushing for the county system, but he's also pushing for his bullet train.
Right.
That's a different issue. So,
so state-based approach versus the county-based approach.
I think they're getting the message, but as on the health care, as Mr. Kemper said, he was requested to go and speak to the legislature by legislators because they want to know where counties are at in this thing. So at least some of our legislators are listening, and I think, as you said, the groundswell is out there to convince them that the state option is probably the best one to go with.
Yeah, and hopefully, CSAC supported, his
big thing in the November ballot, and hopefully we gained a little capital with him. Hard to say, but we'll see. Interesting. Then we had the ag and natural resource changes to their platform, and Williamson Act clarifying language was added to this section to support restoration of the Williamson Act's mention. Section 8, solid waste management, a statement was added to the solid waste section to support CSAC's advocacy efforts to advance the use of solid waste conversion technologies in California. This is consistent with CSAC state priorities. And Section 10, regulating of environmental impact from marijuana cultivation. A new section was added to the Ag Natural Resource chapter related to regulations of marijuana cultivation. And Supervisor Mark Lovelace's Humboldt County is really pushing that.
Those the environmental
added,
impact?
Those weren't added, though, right? They were not adopted because...
I don't know about that.
What happened... Yeah, they were not adopted because...
I don't think his was, the others.
In the Ag and Natural Resources Committee, Supervisor right. Lovelace was pushing for those changes. And what it basically came down to is his county, Humboldt, and the adjoining counties that have major issues with marijuana have not passed any rules. So people are just kind of out there without any guidelines, where counties like ours have passed rules. Was it Butte County that was sued, and they just won their legislation, just won in court? So it comes down to Humboldt needs to address their own problem rather than asking CSAC to address their problem.
Yes, you're right. They did the others, but... That's why I highlighted it in a different color.
That was held over. I imagine it'll come back in the future, though, but that's what I would like pointed out. And that's what we told Supervisor Lovelace in the Ag and Natural Resources meeting is pass some rules.
And we had the Health and Human Services realignment platform documents and lots of pages and pages of stuff there. I had some stuff highlighted here as well. I think it's, here we go.
New platform charter language realignment, November 12, passage of Prop 30 of constitutional funding guarantees protections against costs associated with future programmatic changes, including state and federal law changes, as well as court decisions. Like... climate change, transportation, I don't know how heavy you want me to get into these, but probably not worth wasting your time. So I'll quit there. And, of course, at the end of the book, there's, yeah, we have our information guide, and we have a little section on solid waste conversion, finance, a report from the Finance Corporation, as well as the Institute for Local Government. And, of course, our litigation section that goes through all the litigation that's going on.
Any questions? Any further questions?
Again, that was a real short meeting. I was done. We were out of there by 1 o'clock. Supervisor Forster come down.
Yeah, I had to make my visits, but...
You were there the night before, too, where we met with... we had the... cocktail party for the new legislators. All three of them showed up.
That's usually the way it goes.
We had Roger Dickinson. We had Brian Daly. And, who else did we have? I'm trying to remember.
Bigelow?
Bigelow was there. And then we had one other new assemblyman from Southern California. I never got a chance to talk to him.
Well, you probably got
Dickerson, he's been there a couple of years. I don't know why he showed up, probably for the free cocktail. Yeah.
Probably got more than the normal number. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you. Good report.
Try to keep it brief. It's not an easy report to give because it jumps around a lot. But.
Well, I would have got out here at 11 o'clock if it wasn't for you. So.
I told you.
you don't understand, Supervisor Forster, or Chairman Forster, or filibustering.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's a good report. Thank you, Supervisor Boitano. We're going to go to our addendum now, 9Bs, BISAC's specialty block grant program. This is a request that came in to support a letter to Ms. Fox on a specialty crop block grant. I did, and the reason this is an addendum, I ran this by Mike Boitano, our Ag Commissioner, to see if he had any heartburn with this. The one thing he indicated is he would like it to stress more on invasive weeds. So on the end of the second paragraph, I added, Henry County is especially concerned with invasive weeds that are pervasive and very detrimental to crops. So with that, he did not have any heartburn with approving this.
There could be a little bit of tweaking in the letter, possibly.
A little bit away?
Maybe a little bit of tweaking some of the verbiage. It goes on, Amador County Wood Supports Prevention Strategies.
Amador County Wood Support Prevention Strategies.
Should be probably cross out the S maybe and supports.
Well, I took their language and I just inserted.
Just eliminate wood or
Amador County wood. Supports.
Yeah, wood would be good, yeah.
Amador County Supports Prevention Strategies.
Yeah.
So strike wood.
Too many words.
Okay. Anything else there?
Nope.
They listed one example, pests like the European grapevine moth. I don't think we necessarily have that in our county, do we, the European grapevine moth? I don't think it's here yet. It is in the state, though, so that's why I said the moth could greatly impact our growers.
Oh, it could. If it came along, it'd be a problem.
You know, Supervisor Forster, did Mike Boitano weigh in on that, at least according to this email, it doesn't appear that any of this money is going to the ground. This project seeks to build on a key framework elements by creating a more robust communications loop and increasing public engagement to strengthen protections against invasive species.
Mike's point to me was anything like this that could potentially help more money end up at the local level to help us with invasive weeds is good. So he did not state any opposition to at least supporting the efforts here. But his only concern was that you have invasive pests, you have invasive plants, you have, what else, invasive...
Some more funding came in to get work done on the ground. I'm all for it. It just sounds like this is
passages,
about making more pamphlets.
But that's why I ran it by Mike. I wanted to make sure he had any problem with it, then we would not move forward with this, but he did not. So I would like a motion to...
And move approval. Move approval of the chairman's signature and a letter of support entitled Building the Network.
Moved by Supervisor Plas, second by Supervisor Novelli to support sending this letter with the change in or striking of the word wood in there. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Now on to the minutes of January 22nd and February 26th.
Yeah, I've got
some changes.
Probably a minor correction, I think. Maybe not minor, but on page 5, where it's talking about the environmental health, was looking at the cottage food operations, Class A fee, indicating a $55 fee for the first year and no charge for subsequent years unless change of ownership or classification occurs. Wasn't that like unless there's like a major classification or like a major change in what they were producing?
Well, if
menu, I thought was the word. Not. Yeah, I think the term menu was used rather than classification, was my recollection.
Cookies, and they just added walnuts to the cookies. There was no change to it.
Because classification, would that be going from Class A to Class B, I would think, and I don't think that's quite what the intent was. I think it was like there's a major change in the menu, then they might have to do some changes to their paperwork and pay the fee again to update it. They want to put like unless change of ownership or major changes, changes to menu.
I'm fine with that. I think that's more reflective of what was discussed.
Yeah.
Okay. And on the one item 3C on the surveying and engineering that was pulled off the consent agenda, I talked to Ms. Burns about that, and I think we usually put a strike through on the consent agenda on that item to indicate that it was, shows it in the body of the minutes that it was pulled off, but we usually put a strikeout in the consent agenda, too.
That wouldn't hurt. It's not confusing, then.
Jennifer, you said that's what we normally do, so that we'll follow through with that, too. So with
I've got a couple changes, too.
Minor?
No.
Okay.
Page 3 on the spay and neuter program. The discussion and possible action of board support of the APAL Humane Society Trap, Neuter, and Release Program. I think that should say Humane Society Feral Cat Trap, Neuter, and Release Program, because that's what it was specifically for.
I think on the agenda it said Trap, Neuter, and Release Program. So it never said feral cat. That we probably should have clarified that on the agenda.
Okay. Okay. If it didn't say it there, fine. It should be made clear that that's what it was for, was feral cats. And on the top of page 4, it says APAL learned of the Trap, Neuter, and Release program implemented in Florida and researched their program to discover a direct correlation between. I do not agree with to discover a direct correlation between. And I think I've challenged that data enough in subsequent emails.
How would you like the language to read?
I think it should say to discover a possible yet inconclusive correlation between. And also to say it was, the next sentence says it was discovered that removing and destroying cats creates a vacuum. I would rather say it was theorized.
Well, I'm okay with that.
Theorized or suggested, but not discovered. I mean, there's statements in here that make things
like they've done
out to be,
and they haven't.
Yeah, out to be, you know, incontrovertible truth, and that's not what we're presenting.
Put tracking colors on them.
Yeah. So change discovered to suggested.
I think I theorized is better.
Or theorized. And to discover a possible yet inconclusive correlation between.
Old theorized.
I think going to summary minutes is even better. Summary minutes.
Seen the value in other issues of well-documented minutes. I think it difference down the road. Have to refer back. Anyway, those are my proposed changes.
I'm okay with them. Those, have we had a motion yet?
No.
With the changes that were brought forth, any minor changes that may be brought forth, make a motion to approve the minutes of. Oh, I just put them away. February 26th.
Second. That's it. Yeah. Moved by Supervisor Nardo, second by Supervisor Plas to approve the minutes with changes. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. At this time, the board will go back into closed session and discuss the remaining.